Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Battling Omicron.
Pfizer says 2 doses are not enough.
Social media showdown at the Capitol.
Legislation is coming soon.
Snow drought in ski country.
I've been in the ski industry for 20 years, and I've never really seen it like this.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's new information this morning in the battle against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus from one of the major vaccine makers. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Pfizer's just released a statement saying that its early laboratory tests suggest a third dose of its COVID vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant, but that 2 doses are significantly less effective. Pfizer's stock leaping at the announcement, which comes one day after South African researchers said the Pfizer vaccine appears to be 1/40th as effective against Omicron compared with its effectiveness against early forms of the virus. More from CBS's Deborah Patta in Johannesburg.
The latest study from South Africa shows Omicron evades some vaccine immunity. Cases here so far are far milder than previous waves, says vaccinologist Professor Shabri Ahmadi.
And what that tells us is that we're building up some level of immunity, even against Omicron, which is adequate to prevent that progression from infection to severe disease.
It's known as T-cell immunity. Induced by vaccines and past infections, it prevents the disease from becoming more severe. And Mahdi says here in Johannesburg, where infections are surging, over 70% of the population has antibodies against COVID. And it's not just from inoculations.
A day after Instagram rolled out what it called new protections for teen users, the company CEO Adam Mosseri goes before a congressional committee. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says Instagram's been accused of doing little while being fully aware of potential harmful effects on mental health.
He's expected to highlight some of the new features that the company says will make Instagram safer for teens. Ahead of today's hearing, Instagram announced the new features, including updated parental controls and reminders for teens to take breaks. The senators leading today's hearing say Instagram's new efforts fall short.
Not only do they know that their destructive content is driving kids down these rabbit holes to eating disorders and self-harm, even suicide, but they're profiting from it.
Senators Richard Blumenthal and Marsha Blackburn are working on drafting legislation that will provide better protection for kids and teens and may also require social media apps to be more transparent. And Mosseri is expected to say that Instagram will support some new regulation.
Last night in Washington,
on this vote, the yeas are 222.
The House passed a measure that will raise the debt ceiling. It can pass in the Senate with no Republican votes. They were working against a deadline of next week when the government could have defaulted on its debts. Now to Colorado, where the big money ski industry has an early season problem. CBS's Mark Strassman in Steamboat Springs reports on a snow drought.
Steamboat Ski Report? Patchy at best.
People just really want to get out and we just don't have enough snow yet.
170 trails here, 5 open. 17 chairlifts, only 1, shuttling skiers up the mountain.
I've never really seen it like this.
Steamboat's Lauren Duke told us all the snow here, man-made.
We're only using 1% of the resort to offer skiing and riding at this time.
In early December, typically 30% of Steamboat's trails have skiers.
We've seen about 50% of average snowpack across the state of Colorado.
Meteorologist Joel Gratz founded Open Snow. He blames climate change for this warm December weather.
People are definitely paying attention to the lack of snow. Thankfully, we still have a couple of weeks to go until the busiest holiday period.
Steamboat has 100 staffers making snow or trying to. But in this warm weather, snow guns and trail groomers have little chance.
In Hawaii, the problem is deep water. The slow-moving storm system packing heavy rain has caused a lot of flooding. Five boys were rescued from a raging creek in Honolulu.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The Kremlin said today the U.S. and Russia will follow up with lower-level talks after yesterday's Putin-Biden video call.
The two-hour call had the president warning Vladimir Putin of severe economic consequences should he invade Ukraine.
Specific, robust, clear responses should they be required.
On top of new sanctions, the president's national security advisor says the U.S. would send additional arms to Ukraine and look at boosting the existing American troop presence in Eastern Europe. Jake Sullivan called it a direct and straightforward message from Mr. Biden.
There was no finger wagging, but the president was crystal clear about where the United States stands on all of these issues.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
The Inspector General of the Capitol Police has told Congress security still needs to be improved after the January attack, and 130 officers have left the Capitol Force since the deadly mayhem. A more than two-month-long strike at four Kellogg's cereal plants in four states goes on after the union rejected a tentative settlement. Kellogg's is now looking to hire permanent replacement workers. Union official Kevin Robinson predicts that will be futile.
They can try. I don't think any permanent worker is going to want to get bussed in by a charter company and cross a picket line.
Nearly 20 years ago, one of the big stories was the Scott Peterson murder case in California. He was convicted of killing his pregnant wife and unborn son. Now, a new development.
Scott Peterson has been on California's death row since 2005, but last year, the state Supreme Court ruled the judge in the case made a mistake by excluding potential jurors opposed to the death penalty.
A juror can be not supportive of the death penalty as long as they say they can fairly consider it.
San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff says Peterson will have to be formally resentenced to life without parole.
It's a reminder that sometimes these types of cases never go away.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
A company once owned by Martin Shkreli will pay up to $40 million to settle allegations that it boosted the price of a life-saving medication by about 4,000%. The move left some patients with copays as high as $16,000. Shkreli is behind bars, serving 7 years for a securities fraud conviction.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
The Land of Oz is getting its first Good Witch of color.
For the first time in nearly two decades, a black actress will take on the role of Glinda full-time in Broadway's Wicked.
You can call me Galinda.
Brittany Johnson has played the role before. She's been a part of the musical since 2018, and in 2019 made her debut on Glinda's Bubble as an understudy.
You're gonna be popular.
Johnson officially gets promoted to permanently wear the crown in February, and she'll have a big cheering section, including the original Glinda, Kristen Chenoweth, who congratulated Johnson on social media. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
HarperCollins says it has dropped plans to publish Chris Cuomo's new book called Deep Denial because of the sexual harassment allegation against him. CNN, which fired Cuomo, also revealed his ouster included no back pay. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.